to have the opportunity to be in that moment, kind of with the game on the line, is going to be a big deal for Jordan. But how important is it to him as a building block, cash it, and really be able to enjoy a win?
No, it's a good moment for him, and one he'll build off of for sure. Like, you want him in those moments, and when he comes through, it's awesome to see. And he's going to have a lot of those throughout his career here. So that was a big at bat. He stayed on it well. We enjoyed watching it.
Again, kind of bookends for him too, because he has to play earlier in the game where he has the stolen base, gets around the tag. That it ends up being important as well.
So no doubt.
Through a lot of that game.
Yeah, he's been working really hard on the bases as well. I know we talk about defense quite a bit with him, but pregame, just on tells and things that we could take advantage of, and that was good to see as well.
Yeah. That at bat, the triple, the pitch of four, thinks he has ball four, doesn't really react to it, keeps his cool, keeps his voice. That's kind of the Jordan Walker that this team has come to know. How hard is that to have that poise as a rookie, and how impressive is it when you establish it so early in his career?
It's impressive to not give in to when you think there's a bad call or anything like that. He's done a really good job of that. I mean, he's super respectful of asking the umpire where the pitch was from time to time, but he's never back there arguing. He doesn't allow it to affect his next pitch. But he's done that throughout the entire season. That's one of the things, one of the traits he has that's actually pretty impressive for his age. He's got plenty of those, but that's definitely one.
You said even when Goldie maybe not feeling his best, he finds a way. Tonight he got on base five times, three walks, home run. You just talked about the way he contributed.
Man, there's been a lot of conversations with our hitting guys and just him getting back to feeling good. He's been staying on the ball a lot better. The at-bats he had in Kansas City were a lot better through the right side. And today another big homer by him. But, yeah, he was on base quite a bit. And our hope is we continue to head in that direction, because it takes a swing for him to kind of click it back into gear and go from there. So, we'll wait till he comes in the morning and get a better sense of how it's feeling. He's been in and out of this for quite some time now, and he's played through it. Doesn't hurt him to catch or to hit. Just sometimes when he tries to take off or change direction like he did there at first to tag up to go to second, that's when it grabbed at him. So rather than continuing to push through it for the rest of the game, he felt like he potentially could have. But we'll get a better sense in the morning as to how sore he wakes up.
Is that why he didn't turn back to second base as well when he was doubled up?
No, I think that was just a mistake, yeah. Well, yeah.
You were saying cutting. So.
No, that was more, yeah.
What was the discussion like in the dugout after that? Obviously, you wanted to stay out there, and then quickly Jake just
wanted. No, it doesn't hurt him to squat or to catch, so he kind of, we talked through that. Sometimes it grabs and then kind of lets go a little bit. We didn't want to push through, and then he's on the injured list for several weeks. We felt better about just giving him the rest of the day and then figuring out what tomorrow looks like. Yeah.
Scratch for Gorman is the same back stuff he's been dealing with.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, same spot.
Was there a sense of some deja vu there with Michaelis and what the decision you had to make in Tampa and then tonight, same kind of more pitches?
Yeah, more pitches, not as sharp. I told you before, in Tampa, I wish I would have left him in there just to see what would have happened. I felt like Gio, that's his spot to come in there and do his job. You're over 100 pitches. He's starting to get tired. He'll tell you the same. That's Gio's spot to come in and shut it down. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to. Guys picked him up, though.